أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كلا بل لا يخافون الآخرة كلا إنه تذكرة فمن شاء ذكره وما يذكرون إلا أن يشاء الله هو أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة صدق الله العظيم. These are the concluding verses, ayat of Surah Al-Muddathir. The ayats we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about with regards to the disbelievers that no intercessor will be able to intercede on their behalf. And the truth of it was that they turned away from these advices that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had been giving, these guidance that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had been giving to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They heard it, they understood it, but they turned away from the advices. Rather, what they really wanted was that each one of them get some form of communication from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, some scroll comes down from the skies so that they could read it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then testifies that He is Allah, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So all this, the arrogance and the insolence and the stubbornness, and as a matter of fact, the audaciousness that they wanted Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to speak and communicate to each one of them. In response to all this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kalla, balla yakhafoon al-akhira. Nay, never, that will never happen, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will send down a communication from Allah to each and every individual. The truth of the matter is, number one, Allah says, لا يخافون الآخرة. They do not have any fear of the akhirat. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reciting these ayat and the verses of the Quran filled with different aspects with regards to akhirat, different aspects with regards to the accountability in the hereafter, the shortness of this life. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam read these ayats, and we can see that the Quran is replete with these ayats with regards to the akhirah. And definitely when a person listens to these verses and one has iman in one's heart, then definitely it has to have an impact on the heart. But these people were oblivious of all of this, and because of the hardness of their hearts, because they closed their hearts to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's recitation of the Quran Sharif, that khawf of the akhirat, that fear of the akhirat did not set into their hearts. Kalla innahu tadhkira. Allah says, nay, it will never happen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down a communication, a scripture or a scroll or a letter to each and every individual. Innahu tadhkira. This Quran is a tadhkira. This Quran is advice. It is advice for each and every individual. This Quran is such that it is hidayat, hudallin nas, for the whole of mankind. One Quran Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent, one Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it was so powerful, such a powerful message Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent, that it is sufficient for the whole of mankind, for those that existed in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the generations to come thereafter, right up to the day of Qiyamah. This Quran is sufficient, and we can see as we go through the study of this Quran, we will think that this Quran was revealed now. So fresh and crisp is the message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Innahu tadhkira. It is sufficient, whether it was the likes of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, or Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, or Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, or Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the whole galaxy of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum on the one hand. whether it was on the other side Abu Jahl or Abu Lahab or Walid ibn Mughira and Utbah and Shayba and all those that oppose this message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this Quran was the tazkira and is the tazkira, and it will remain the advice till the day of Qiyamah, and it is sufficient for each and every individual. فَمَنْ شَاءَ ذَكَرَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whoever desires, he should take heed of this Quran. He should accept the advices of the Quran. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed in this Quran is best for the human. It is best for each and every one of us. But that is when we have the desire to accept the advices of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Moving away from the Quraysh of Makkah, moving away from the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, moving away from Walid ibn Mughira and all the lives of Abu Jahl, etc. Let us focus on ourselves also. فَمَنْ شَاءَ ذَكَرَ. That whoever desires, he should remember and take heed of this Quran Sharif. Are we doing it? That is there a desire in our hearts? Is there that intention in our hearts to accept the advices of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? And how we are going to do it? We need to open our hearts to this Quran. We need to open our ears and our eyes to this kitab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We need to have that desire. And when that desire is there, then obviously Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will definitely give us that hidayat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open our hearts to this Quran. The example that our ulama always give, that a person takes a bucket and he goes to the tap and he wants to fill that bucket with water. But if he has that bucket upside down, then any fool will tell us that that bucket is never going to get filled. Like that, if we go with our hearts closed, our hearts upside down, and try to approach the Quran, then definitely we are not going to get any kind of hidayat from the Quran Sharif. If we turn our hearts towards the secular world, if we turn our hearts towards everything else but the Quran Sharif, then how is this Quran going to enter our hearts? Allah says, وَمَا يَذْكُرُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. And they will not get advices but by the decree or by the choice of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, by the will of Allah Rabbul Izzat. In other words, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed it, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala willed it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this Quran upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala willed it, Allah Rabbul Izzat gave insan the capacity of accepting this Quran, of understanding this Quran, abiding by the Quran, fulfilling the commandments of the Quran Sharif. That was all the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah created within us the capacity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created within us the ability to understand and accept the Quran. That is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From our side, we also need to have this desire. Huwa ahlu taqwa wa ahlu al-maghfira. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is worthy of being feared. There is no other being that is worthy of being feared but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There is no other being that is worthy of being conscious of but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And because of that, wa ahlul maghfira, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that forgives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that will wipe off our sins. In Islam, it is not like the other religions that a person commits a sin, then he has to go to the priest for confession. No, our deal is direct with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. All we need to do is to have a regretful heart. When that heart is filled with regret and remorse of the past, that we had broken the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now we make the niyat that we want to fear only Allah, we want to become conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will most certainly forgive. And all forgiveness is in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It can be the greatest disbeliever. But when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so desires, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives that person, who can have a say in that? Who can then object to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Why did this person or why did that person get iman? All of that is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa ahlu taqwa wa ahlul maghfira. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the being that is worthy of being feared, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being that forgives, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive even if a person does not make tawbah. When a person makes tawbah, earlier in the surah we discussed one ayat of the Quran from Surah Mu'min, ghafiri dham wa qabili tawb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being that forgives sins. Without any doings from our side, Allah ta'ala can forgive. We carry out a deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives. We make wudu with the drops of water that is falling from our limbs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives our minor sins. All of that is in the hands of Allah. Wa qabili tawb. And then we turn to Allah and make tawbah. Then also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would forgive us. So with these words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completes the surah that at the very, very beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyuhal muddathir, qum fa'andhir. O muddathir, O you who is wrapped in this mantle, stand up and warn the people about the severity of the day of Qiyamah. And now concluding, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that one means of hidayat that Allah sent was Al-Muddathir, and that was Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the second means of hidayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about here is this kalam, the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.